Proverbs Every Day, episode 329. Going to finish up our sayings and then we'll have a little slumber party. We'll call it a slumber party. My favorite song coming up. But first, let me pray for you real quick. Didn't have time to do this yesterday, so I'll pray double for us today. How's that sound? Father God, thank you for today. Thank you for all the blessings that you give us. So, Father, we do come before you and ask that you would cleanse us of any of the sins, iniquities, missing the mark that might be keeping us from full relationship with you. We acknowledge that Jesus Christ is our forgiveness for these sins, and we ask that in his name. Father, today we also ask for a dose of your wisdom, that you would bless us with not only understanding, but of action and reaction that are appropriate in wisdom. So, Father, we ask that in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. You know.
It's time for Proverbs Every Day. Words of wisdom show you the way. Every month a whole new look, different version of the book. Reading the whole chapter each calendar day. Proverbs Every Day. Proverbs Every Day.
All right, Proverbs 24, reading in the Modern English Version. We're on saying 20 to start out with. We'll actually finish these out today. Do not be envious against evil men, nor desire to be with them. For their heart studies destruction, and their lips talk of mischief. Yeah, I talked about this yesterday a little bit, that whole concept of who we're envious of. And really, we're not ever called to be envious of anybody, but especially not against evil men. Yeah, don't crave them. Don't wonder why they're succeeding and why you're not. And, you know, why are good people suffering when bad people are thriving? You know, these are not concerns that we need to have. Put your fear on God. Saying 21, through wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is established, and by knowledge the rooms will be filled with all precious and pleasant riches. And as you know, this is absolutely one of my favorites. Well, for two reasons. One, I'm just one of those geeky guys that likes to have like progressions and frameworks. But what you see here is a progression, right? And just to give you some context. So when I think of frameworks, for example, I wrote a book a few years ago. It's back there. If I can point that one. and it is laying out a methodology, a way of doing things. And so the methodology is that we, you know, once we have something we need to work on, or whatever that is, we understand, we plan, we change, and then we maintain. And it's a cycle that just keeps going, right? So this is similar. This is more of a linear progression, not a cycle. But what this says is that wisdom is first. Understanding is next. Knowledge comes from that. And then riches and wealth come after that. It's pretty cool, right? We don't have to wonder how this all works. It's laid out right for us. We don't have to say, oh, well, gosh, I mean, yeah, I want to be wise, but, you know, what comes next? Well, it's right here. Build your house with wisdom. Then have understanding. It's established at that point. You can have a foundation that is living and thriving beyond that. By knowledge, the rooms will be filled. In other words, you have the metaphor is pretty deep here, but nonetheless, this is important to remember that it's just like, it doesn't start with riches. It doesn't start with knowledge. A lot of times people just want to figure it out first. And that's just not how wisdom works. Wisdom is a foundation, not a result. That's good. I'm going to say that again. Wisdom is a foundation, not a result. I'm going to pause and write that down. That's really good. I'm not joking. I actually did just now stop and actually write this down. Wisdom is a foundation, not a result. Thank you, God, for that. It's awesome. Newest t-shirt, if I ever do that. Verse 5, saying 22. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you will wage your war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. This keeps coming up, and there's a reason for it. It keeps coming up because this is what wisdom does for us. It allows us to see that it's that counsel. It's not relying completely on our own strength. Yes, wisdom increases your strength, and knowledge, or you know, wisdom is the beginning of strength, and knowledge increases that. But ultimately, if you are only on your own, you're only going to go so far. And I know I keep bringing this up, but I'm just going to keep bringing it up because Deej. In the 21 laws of or 21 irrefutable laws of leadership from John Maxwell, it's sitting back there. So I can't grab it for you, but very first thing is the law of the lid, right? So we can only lead at the level we're at. So it's just a limitation. So if somebody's committed to being a leader, they have to raise their level. Well, there's only so far you can go with that on your own. And so it really does require that wise counsel to be with you. I personally, I invest every month in a mastermind. These are guys that I do life with, that we talk business, we talk life, we talk marriages, we talk finances, we talk everything. They're my war counsel. And, you know, so that's why, I mean, we have an ongoing text message thread with these guys. It's not just we just meet every now and then and talk about beer. Actually, I don't think we've ever talked about beer, but it is a wise counsel though. And so those are one of those things where it's just like, my inclination is to multiply the more of those I can, but obviously just having that core that I go deep with, that iron sharpens iron, literally the name of the mastermind group, by the way, but that's what that is. So it's worth investing in for me to actually get myself to that level. I actually invest to get to that, and it's working. You know, I'm actually, moving the needle forward where I don't know if I would have been otherwise. So it's good to have those perspectives, those other people that are also trying to raise up their level, and for me to pour into them as well. So by wise counsel, you wage your war, and a multitude of counselors, there is safety. 23, or verse 7, if you like. Wisdom is too high for a fool. He does not open his mouth in the gate. Not 100% sure what in the gate is referring to. Yeah. So in the, what am I trying to say? There's a place of discussion. And I think I've got this right, I might have to, cross-reference this real quick, but I think that's right. Tell you what, it's a holiday weekend. We got some time. Interview is good. Let's see what this is. The assembly at the gate. Okay. Yeah. So I'm thinking that says, let's crank it up with the amplified here and see what it has to say about it. Like I said, I geek out about this stuff. There we go. Perfect. Okay, so the mouth and the gate is where the city rulers sit in judgment. Love it. Kind of love that amplified. I'm glad we had a month of doing that and now can reference back to it. That sort of thing. Actually, we can reference back to it. We do reference back to it, is what I should say there. It's a beautiful thing. Let's go on. Saying 24 or verse 8, if you like. He who devises to do evil will be called a schemer of plots. The thought of foolishness is sin. The scorner is an abomination to men. I was going to ask why that's a relationship there, but the scorner is what we're talking about here. Scorner, the schemer. Okay. Saying 25. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If you refrain to deliver those who are drawn unto death and those who are ready to be slain, if you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who ponders the heart consider it? Super, super important. And he who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to every man according to his works? Now, this is interesting. So render to every man according to his works, but the knowledge, the heart, that's what really matters for guilt of that. In other words, let's say that I am caught speeding and did not realize that the speed limit was what it was. That, I mean, honest mistake on my part, right? But the reality here is that I've still done something wrong. I've still broken the law. And for me to try and say that that's not fair because I didn't know, ignorance is not an excuse. And so I render or I'll be judged or punished according to what I've actually done, not what I intended to do. And it is kind of interesting how when it comes to us talking about these things, we love to think about us being judged for our intentions until it is that we've actually acted with intention and now we want to be judged on our works all of a sudden. This is why salvation based on works is completely invalid. And, you know, I that is a hill I will die on. It is, you know, these whole things. Now, faith without works is dead does not mean that if you don't have works, you can't be saved. That's not what that means. Having a dead faith does not mean you were not saved. That's not what that means. What it does mean, just going back to this here, is that our heart is what matters here. Our heart is important, you know, when it comes to salvation. But in this case, you know, we can do all the acts and not get it. If you need another metaphor for this, by the way, let me recommend the Screwtape Letters, first of all, to get how the contrast of how you maybe the devil or Satan or whatever he refers to it as would approach that. But more importantly, I knew I'd do this. So I started saying this. It was a dream sequence. The book was a dream that C.S. Lewis had that he expanded into a short little book. And oh my goodness, I cannot believe I've just started thinking about it and I immediately forgot. But basically, it goes through the story of a man that goes to heaven per se, but it's more like an in-between, and he's finding that there are various like things he's going through, people he's talking to that are in a sense of purgatory, I guess you could say, that are unable to actually get to heaven. They won't actually go because they're stuck where they are because of their, usually because of their works or something they're obsessed with being a part of. Like there's one that's, you know, she's obsessed with her son and she can't go to heaven because she's obsessed with her son. And another that was a pastor that, you know, was so obsessed with being right. I think that was correct. That they, you know, cannot get to heaven. It's kind of, yeah, wild. So the great divorce, I had to pause and search for it because I couldn't bring it to mind, but the great divorce by C.S. Lewis. I will put a link in the description or the description, the, yeah, I think it's called description below on YouTube, whatever. Yeah. It's not comments. It's yeah. Description. I'll put a link down there so you can check those out. If you haven't already, they're, I guess I could go grab it off the shelf here and show you what it looks like. But yeah, great, great short little read or listen if you like. But that I might help your perspective on this about why we, just because we're ignorant of it doesn't make it that we're right. But ultimately, when it comes to salvation, that it is our heart that's really important here, that we need to be ready for both. There'd be worldly punishment for things we do wrong in the eyes of the world. But ultimately, you know, it's where our heart is at that's really important for our salvation. And so if we're humble and can be cleansed of everything we're doing, it doesn't matter what we've done at that point. If we're truly humble and truly accept that Christ is the only way to cleanse us of those sins, if we accept that, then we can go there. But don't mistake me that I'm saying that, you know, somebody can do a bunch of bad things and then just say the right words and get into heaven. That's another form of works. It doesn't work that way. You have to be actually transformed into that new creation. Otherwise, you're not compatible. Anyway, so if you faint, your strength is small. I'm going to highlight that too. So if you friend to deliver those who are drawn to death. Yeah, and it's, ignorance is no answer to not answer those. And honestly, I think I said in a previous episode too that there's other translations that treat this such that you can very much say that, you know, certain things that are going on in the world that are causing people to be drawn to death. In other words, they're causing suicides and things like that, or those that are delivered, that are, you know, killed, that have no voice, that, you know, that it's just as bad. And we can't just claim ignorance. It's, oh no, I didn't realize that or whatever. No, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way at all. All right. Got to preaching. I had so little yesterday and so much today, I guess. Whatever. Saying 26, verse 13. My son, eat honey because it is good, and the honeycomb that is sweet to your taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. When you have found it, then there will be a reward. Your expectation will not be cut off. 27, verse 15. Do not lie in wait, a wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not spoil his resting place. For a just man falls seven times and rises up again, but the wicked will fall into mischief. Saying 28, verse 17. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls. Do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and it displease him, and he turn away his wrath from him. This is another good one to think about as far as the, if you are rejoicing when somebody else is having calamity or whatever, or they're getting their just desserts, whatever that looks like, if your heart is gladdened by it, if you're actually feeling a sense of justification or satisfaction of it, then Lord's like, oh, yeah, well, you've always got this covered then. I guess I don't need to worry about it then, do I? So which is better? And that's why our modern system of so-called justice is anything but justice. Because actually, let me just jump right back on the old high horse here. Our system of justice, our justice system, is nothing but the system of satisfaction. In other words, two people argue about what's right, what they're justified in, or what they, you know, whatever it is, and the jury or the judge or the jury and the judge pass a judgment, quote unquote, that is based on what will satisfy one party against the other. And so I call it not a justice system, a satisfaction system, because that's really ultimately what it comes down to. Justice changes hearts. I cannot say that about our legal system, that it's changing hearts. It might sometimes change behavior in some cases, less than we'd like to think. I actually studied criminal psychology or criminal sociology for a little bit in college, and immediately found this is a field I should not be in because, yeah. No. In fact, I actually did end up doing some serving of juveniles that were released and kind of had like a parole kind of a thing, the juvenile equivalent of that. And I knew I had to abandon it when I was telling the parents about a youth program that a group was putting on, a group of churches and whatnot, but also some other local things. And they were like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's, you know, if you want to take him to that, we'd be for that. After hours, not billable, that sort of thing. But my company that I was working with at the time as the behavioral health company or whatever that was contracted by the state to do this, caught wind of that and reprimanded me. So that's why I knew that I was not a good fit for that part of the psychology world. In fact, I actually left psychology completely not long after that, when I discovered that, you know what, it's not just that part of it. It's like a lot of different things, but as I digress, the point is that, sometimes what we think of justice is not actually justice. It's just more of just this whole rejoicing when the enemy falls thing is what it really comes down to. And God will honor that. This is right here. It's okay. Well, yeah, if you're good, if that's good enough, then I'm not going to waste my time on it. It's like, if I was God, that's the way I would say it. I don't think that's really exactly right, but, it's me attributing my own voice to God. That's a dangerous thing to do. Saying 29 verse 19, do not fret because of evil men, nor be envious of the wicked. There it is again. For there will be no reward to the evil man, and the candle of the wicked will be put out. Just saying. Saying 30. My son, fear the Lord and the king. Do not meddle with those who are given to change. For their calamity will rise suddenly, and who knows the ruin of them both? So we're going through the 30 sayings, and so we have these other sayings that we're going to go through for a while here, and these don't fit into like numbered things. They're just more longer form, or, you know, well, we'll get into that. It is not good to show partiality. I skipped it. 23, these things also belong to the wise. Things that belong here in italics, meaning they're added words implied by the text. So these things also belong to the wise. It is not good to show partiality in judgment. He who says to the wicked, you are righteous, him the people will curse. Nations will abhor him. Fauci cough. that was probably too much, but those who rebuke him will be delight. But those who rebuke him will be delight. No, sorry, but to those who rebuke him will be delight. And a good blessing will come upon them. I'm either gaining people or losing people. I'm not really sure. verse 26. Every man will kiss his lips that gives a right answer. Prepare your work outside and make it fit for yourself in the field. And afterwards, build your house. Get things in the right order, like we were talking about before. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause. Do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, I will do so to him as he has done to me. I will render the man according to his work. Ah, here it is. I went by the field of a slothful, and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding. It was all grown over with thorns, and nettles covered its surface. The stone wall was broken down. Then I saw and considered it. I looked on it and received instruction. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So your poverty will come like a stalker, and your need as an armed man. And that is the foundation of all the songs that I've created so far. My absolute favorite one is based on that whole passage, and so we'll play that here in a little bit because I just gotta every time. But I wanted to give you a humorous little update. I've been trying to work on a concept of, you know, okay, we're coming up on a year of doing this. How can I get like the highlights, like the verses that I seem to care about the most? And so I tried to turn AI on that and say, hey, you know, what do you think? And it didn't do quite so well. But I didn't expect much. I was just randomly thinking that those, but it did have some very, very interesting long responses and long-winded way of saying, I can't do that. Like it took reading through, well, I don't know, I would say about 8 pages of text to hear that it couldn't do it. So whatever, yeah, a lot of fun that whole technology thing. So that's a little fun, but I am working on it. It's something I'm actually really wanting to do is some kind of like a best of or a favorites of or that sort of thing. It may just end up being that we just do replays of best episodes and things like that, or the things that are actually had the most likes or whatever, that sort of thing. But yeah, nonetheless, with that, what I would like is your help. So I am wanting to do a little survey. And so I know I've already included some links in the description there, but there's going to be a little form to fill out. It'll just be in Google Forms, nothing fancy. And what the form will be is I'd like to know of the ones we've done so far, which of the translations did you like the best? And then which verses would you say are your favorites? That one is a little tough. And so that's very much an optional choice, but I'm just curious of the translations, which did you like the best and which verses or which chapters and verses I should say stood out to you the most, which ones are your favorites, that sort of thing. I want to get a survey of those, and so I can feature those on this best of series. I realize this will be a pretty limited kind of a thing, but before you click on the link, just maybe do a little research and reflection time and look through. If you're like me and following along on Bible Gateway and have those highlights like I've been suggesting to do, great. If not, whatever method works for you. But yeah, let me know what your favorites have been, and that's helpful too. And if I think of it, I'll actually put on that form as well any kind of favorite styles of the music, that sort of thing too. As I'm thinking about doing a lot more with that as well, as far as one of these months, like I was saying the other day, I really want to do like a month of the songs being the themes and sort of thing. And so just bringing those out, just kind of combining the two concepts a little bit and having some fun with that. So that's something that's coming up. So anyway, look for the description area below for that particular link to be able to fill that out. And as long as I'm not sure all the logistics of if it like expires. I don't think so, but nonetheless, look for that. And if you happen to vote after the fact, no big deal. Let's do it anyway. But I want to hear from you. Be awesome. And that's it for today. I'm gonna just stop talking. Get me, tired one day, fired up the next. Too much coffee is what this is. A little sleep, a little slumber. No, not today. All right. Be blessed by the best. Go be a blessing to all the rest. Love you guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
I passed by the field of one who was lazy, by the vineyard of a stupid person. It was all overgrown with thorns, the ground was covered with weeds, the stone wall was broken down. Then I looked and received instruction. But a righteous heart is more than enough. With wisdom's voice guiding every day, we'll rise above and find our way. A house is built by wisdom's hand. Understanding makes it firmly stand. Knowledge fills its precious rooms. Treasures grow though troubles loom. A little slumber, a little sleep. You'll keep. Build your house by wisdom's hand, and get outside and work the land. With a proverb a day, you'll bring wisdom your way. Read a new chapter each calendar day. Proverbs every day. Is right on track, leaves foes behind, we don't look back. Better a neighbor than far kin. Strength together, help us win. A little slumber, a little sleep. Poverty is what you'll keep. Build your house by wisdom's hand. Get outside and work. Stay true, don't imitate. Lessons learned along the way shape the dawn of a brighter day.